From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. East Coast digs out after massive blizzard. The record-setting winter storm is gone, but not before paralyzing the U.S. East Coast, leaving tens of thousands of people without power and resulting in more than 10,000 flight cancellations over the weekend. As for the millions of people who hibernated in their homes over the weekend, the end of the blizzard means digging their way back to reality. Ramon Taylor reports from New York City.
Weather history books will remember Winter Storm Jonas as a blizzard that lived up to predictions, affecting 85 million Americans from the southeast U.S. to the nation's capital, to New York City, where snowfall measured 68 centimeters, the second most ever recorded. For social media users who affectionately referred to Jonas as Snowmageddon, Snowpocalypse, and Snowzilla, the storm was an excuse to share their excitement. But now, as Americans dig their way out and attempt to get back to work, whatever fun may have been had is effectively over for many.
For people who have cars, it becomes a hell.
Especially for Osvaldo, whose shovel was nestled somewhere safe inside his vehicle. But for the city's elderly, the accumulated snow presents another complicated set of problems.
I'm one of the lucky ones at my age that I get out the way I do. See, unless you are capable of walking properly, you're taking a chance on going out in this weather.
Meisner says this year's winter storm was the worst he remembers in his 59 years living in New York. But as long as everyone shovels, he says, he'll manage just fine with his walker. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
Well, for more on VOA's coverage of the blizzard, including its impact on Washington, check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA. As Washington digs out from the blizzard, a congressional debate about the climate will heat up this week. The U.S. Senate is due to consider a far-reaching bill to reform and modernize America's energy sector. As VOA's Michael Bowman reports, lawmakers will debate measures to facilitate American exports of natural gas and domestic production of raw minerals, proposals supported by Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
The chairman of the Senate Energy Committee is touting the bipartisan bill.
It will help America produce more energy. It will help Americans pay less for energy. We agreed to expedite liquefied natural gas exports to boost our economy and the security of our allies.
The bill aims to satisfy defenders of the fossil fuel industry. At the same time, it aims to win the support of lawmakers worried about climate change. Having committed the United States to a landmark global climate pact, President Barack Obama wants to steer America to a clean energy future.
But the jobs we'll create, the money we'll save, the planet we'll preserve, that is the kind of future our kids and our grandkids deserve.
With so many competing interests and visions of America's energy future, it remains to be seen whether the bill can pass a politically polarized Congress and earn President Obama's signature. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian official says about 100 people have been arrested for attacking Saudi diplomatic missions in the Shiite-majority nation. Iranian rioters had burned the embassy of Sunni-majority Saudi Arabia in Tehran, as well as a Saudi consulate in the Iranian city of Mashhad on January 2nd. The rioters were retaliating for Riyadh's recent execution of a prominent Shiite Saudi cleric accused of militant activity. Iranian officials say their flagship airline will finalize a deal to buy 114 passenger jets from European playmaker Airbus. On Sunday, Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi as saying Iran Air will sign the deal when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visits France this Wednesday. And Syrian pro-government forces recaptured the town of Rabia near the Turkish border on Sunday, continuing a series of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. The British-based rights group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said the pro-government troops received help from Russian airstrikes and military officers. For more on those stories, you can go to our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Searching for the songs that will soothe your soul? Look no further than the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
And now another song reflecting the views of the African Music Mix on The Voice of America. Keeping you tuned to the heartbeat of Africa, the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Yeah, he's back. I know about he's back. I've been here. I've been around. I've been around the world.
Dar es Salaam, Nairobi, Mombasa, Bujumbura, Kigali, Kinshasa, Dala Dala, how much I could give it to you. Toka bongo baka UK na kisha na rudi tena Nairobi na Kampala na wakilisha kwa sana Maneno bado ni yes na unakama kuna no Sasa mechi ni international Sugu ni chama kubwa kama Arsenal Bado ni kodimbani na Mikey kumkononi Labda huku niliko difateni Mana none none kana tachelwa kushuka chini Ina
haters inavyowapiga denda. Oh oh, ni VIP kila kiwanja nachokwenda kwa netali kitu gani. Clock out niko one BBC extra one. Na machizi wangu wote sasa zidisheni hasira. Nakatwa kumaliza ule utumwa kibiashara. Sasa ni muda mrefu wanatufanya mafala. Tunaingiza mabilioni wanaunga madevitara. Mamwezi kunitisha katika kuthibitisha na wawasha na tafadhali sauni kususugu. Mana bado atazidi tukuleta mavurugu. Muziki mpaka makamo kama mzemzima ngurumo. Na kwenye unga misimo labda ganja zamani kidogo nilikwemo. Na domana mpaka leo bado inanipa misimamo. Moto chini sugu 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 moto chini. Na social misfit na bado na wakilisha. Ni muziki na maisha sio rahisi kukatisha. Nafika mpaka Bamako sio tu San Francisco. Huko kote nafika katika kusaka mshiko. Na mapromota koko kokote kule mliko. Sugu sasa na miliki bunduki. Sitaki tena mani palipo na dili feki. Milango mliofunga sasa yote nafunguka. Na wakati nye mnanuna ona mibado na cheka. Laki moja na nusu kitu gani. Kwanza mina kosa nini. Kwani hata nisiko rap nili zangu ni milioni moja, mbili, tatu, nne, mpaka tano. Kama upigi nyimbo zangu redioni hamna maneno. Mimi nilianza kurap kabla FM. Wakati David wakati ni mkurugenzi kwenye AM. Na watu walinifahamu. Na wengine wakasema sugu anaponda mademu. Bado narekebisha na maisha bado matamu. Na mama bado anapata mahitaji yote muhimu. Supina ni majina mpaka buti. Cheki ambavyo niko fiti na navyocheza na biti. Wanga kule na huku na wapa done la kati. Ni nani?
For thought and good for your feet. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Day. America.
Hoy, hoy, te la ve callando. Brings a smile to your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Enquanto te vira, te esperando. Que linda, tu não tem nem. esses bons momentos que não passa de outro. Francine, de preciso explicar bumbo, mas já aprendi. Tudo é o que faz e influência que o chitinê não se está perdi. Água passa o gondo.
Your planet.
Residential homes are estimated to be responsible for about a third of the United Kingdom's greenhouse gas emissions. But researchers at Cardiff University hope to change that with what they consider to be a blueprint for a positive energy home, one that gives back more energy than it uses.
The innovation is combining the renewable energy supply, storage, and demand technologies together.
Jo Patterson is project leader on the Sulzer House at the Welch School of Architecture. She says most of the technologies are widely available to consumers. The home is built with high levels of insulation for low air leakage and solar panels on its roof. Here's Sulzer House architect Esther Como.
The photovoltaic panels transform the radiation energy from the sun, and they convert this energy into electricity.
With a construction price of around $190,000, researchers also tried to make the three-bedroom house affordable and attractive to a typical home buyer. I'm Rebecca Ward for VOA's Green Beat.
Hello, this is Cape Verde musical innovator Jiki. Remind you to stay tuned to the African music mix on The Voice of America.
Bye.
مفيش حاجة أنا كويس وقلبي لسه نبضه فيه مفيش حاجة وإيه يعني يضيع مني اللي عايش ليه
Proof positive that the best things in life are free. Just tune your dial to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Moro fai gelo, walai